Thank you for holding. Is this Jeremy?
Yep.
Hey, Jeremy. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, I guess. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm on the right side of the dirt, so I can't complain. And it's Friday.
I hear you. I feel you there, too. I wasn't so sure about it this morning, but...
Oh, gotta always keep a positive mindset. You know, every day's a blessing. Don't let nobody rid you of that joy. You know,
I heard that.
At the end of the day, it's our lives to do what we want with it, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara, and she came over here begging me for a price reduction, saying that she thinks if we can get the price down, you may be interested in doing this.
In her behalf, there wasn't enough time there for her to beg.
Yeah.
There wasn't even but a second between you and her.
I gotta understand, I got two little ones, so when somebody tells me pretty please, that's what it means.
I got you.
That's begging to me.
I get it.
Usually they just demand.
You must have little girls.
I got two boys, actually. I got a I got a 3 and a 1-year-old. The 1-year-old's almost two.
Oh, they're little then. I got,
Yeah, but they don't say please for anything, you know, and then they come out of here with pretty please. I know it's serious.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that.
But, she just basically wanted me to jump on and see if we can get the price down. She said you were doing, like, pay-per-lead with Home Advisor right now and wanted us to steal you from them. That's what it sounded like.
Well, it's not Home Advisor. We just got kind of started with Angie's List or Angie or whatever she calls herself nowadays.
Home Advisor bought them. So Home Advisor and Angie's are practically the same thing. Yeah.
That's why it changed from Angie's List.
Yeah. They were Angie's List, and then they started going bankrupt, and then they got bought out by Home Advisor's parent company. So now they're Angie's Leads.
Interesting. That's why they were so quick to pull my money out. They didn't even give me time to think about it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those guys. What they do is they put themselves on Google, which is good. You know, I mean, we're a Google partner, so anything that helps Google usually helps us too. But what they do with the leads is not good for the business owners because they sell the same lead to like 5 of you at a time. They charge all of you even if you don't get it. So sometimes you're paying a lead fee for nothing. You know, if the customer decides to go with somebody else.
And see, that's exactly what I asked that guy, the first guy I talked to.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, no, we get with the customer and we talk with them. We explain to them who you are and where you're going to be coming from and this and that, and we pretty much get that sale for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I asked him, I said, okay, so let's just say you send me a lead, I call them. Next thing you know, I don't get that bid on that fence or them doors. Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, then it would be pay per job, not pay per lead.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, they're not subcontracting nothing out to nobody. They're not even.
So I got the first call I got from them was today, actually, and I called the customer right after I got it,
mm-hmm.
and he said this. He said, "I'm down here in New Boston, Texas. I've just called Overhead Door in Texarkana. They're coming Monday to fix my door." Unless you think you can get a spring for me and come and replace it today. And I said, well, no, I don't have a spring. I've got to order springs. I'm a small business.
Yeah.
I don't keep supplies of different springs because I'd be sitting on tons of money for all
different
springs you have to cover all the different doors.
Yeah. You don't buy it unless you need it.
I just paid them $8 for a lead that I didn't get.
Wow. $8 is actually pretty cheap, though. I hear some of them in your industry go up to like $50.
Yeah, they told me on residential go from $8 up to it could go up as high as $150.
Jesus. Yeah, that's a little excessive. You know, with this discount that my rep requested for you, it costs $150 for the whole month.
Yeah.
And you're not charged per lead. We just put you on the first page. So if somebody goes online, types in overhead garage door repair or fence installation or overhead doors, you know, you show up as a top recommended option. They type in aluminum fence, steel fence. So we just put you up there, tell them that you're the best in the area with your name, address, phone number, link to the website we build for you, access to your reviews. If they choose to call you, they're calling you directly, but at that time, that's a welcome call. They're already in the area, and they've already looked up a service you provide, looked at your site, and then decided to call you, you know? So we don't fiddle with charging you per lead or selling the lead to multiple people. We don't sell leads at all. We're just a Google partner, so we're just marketing your business independently for what you do. That way, if somebody looks up what you do.
You build the website, you stick it on the first page of Google.
When they're looking up your service.
Step back and kind of wait.
Yeah. That way you're only talking to people that are qualified or at least looking for somebody that does what you do. We don't have random people calling you. So, you know, it's a bit different. But from my experience, I've been here 10 years, you know, people always like having people call them directly off of Google and just marketing this way, letting people call them live than to, you know, go calling leads back.
Go through a third party.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much what it is. We're just cutting out your middleman and letting the customer call you direct, see you as your own business rather than a home advisor listing with like 15 and you're one of the guys in there. They can't even call you directly, you know? So, I mean, it's a month-to-month service. It's not going to take you longer than a month or two to see the difference. But as far as cost, that's really like as low as I can get it, you know, just to be a straight shooter with you. You've been real forward with me, so and I appreciate that. So, you know, I'll give you the same transparency. $149 is the same thing if I were to sign up my dad, which I already do have my dad's company signed up. Technically my company, but he oversees it.
Yeah, there you go. There
but
you go.
It would be the exact same rate. It's basically like a friends and family rate, and I would be the only one that's able to provide that to you at this time. But if you do come on board, you know, I'll lock you in on that deal, so you don't have to worry about it going up anytime in the future. And you can put a home advisor off and save yourself some money, but also make yourself more with the exposure.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. On the website, how do y'all go about do I send y'all pictures of the work that we've done and things of that nature, or how does that work?
Exactly. So I would give you my direct number and extension. I could send that over to you now, and then I'll also send you an email address. And you could send in the logo and the photos you have. We do all the legwork on it, but we want to make sure we got the right logo and the right photos so that way there's no, like, copyright infringements or anything
and
like that.
And the proper phone number, because this is my personal phone number, not my business phone number.
Oh, yeah. We'll get all the logistics.
Yeah, because that's what happened to me with the Angie thing today.
Yeah.
That I told them the number to call, and I'm getting the call on this number.
Yeah.
Well, there's the first strike against them right there because they can't listen.
You're not going to be hard to make happy when you're coming off a system like that. I feel like after the holidays, you're going to be a happy camper. You know, by the time we get past Christmas here in the 27th, 28th, you know, you're going to be a lot happier with your marketing.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the roughest time of year for everybody. I mean, especially in construction because it's cold, it's rainy, it's wet, and people are saving up their money to do the holidays.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, but there's still people that are going to spend. I mean, we do survive through the winters just about every winter.
No, I mean, even more so, you know, when the weather comes in, it's not that people aren't searching or don't need help or problems don't occur. It's just if you got bad weather outside, you're just going to Google it and have them come to you. You're not going to go outside looking for somebody to help you. So.
Yeah.
You know, having yourself up there is just going to make you that much more accessible to the people that need you, and it's going to help you make more money, even this time of the year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's $150, and there's no surprise crap, just $150. I'm not going to get a bill at the end of the month that says, hey, we're going to have to charge you another $85 for this.
No. I shot you straight, and that's it. It's $149 one time per month. There's no extra charges or surprises, and we send that
and
all.
How long does it take to get all that rolling?
Well, the website.
Okay,
usually
you're going to be asking me by the time we get off phone. You're going to be asking me for my debit card.
Well, yeah, for
and
sure.
I get that, you know.
Yeah.
That way y'all can get your money, you can get started. But how long does it take before that occurs?
Right. So the website takes about 3 to 5 days. It's Friday, so I'm saying Wednesday to Friday next week, that's done. We'll send out your PIN verification letter today. That takes about 5 to 7 days to complete. So probably about Friday next week, you'll get that in the mail.
the little five-digit number on the back of a postcard that we get from you, and Google just verifies your location there. You get a little red dot on the map. So those are the two main things. And then, of course, we'll do a client interview with you. Let me see if I even have slots available today. Yeah, I do have one available today. We could do a client interview this afternoon, a couple hours here, about 2 hours. But that's where they interview you. They go over all the services you offer so that we're listing you properly, and they go over the service area.
Right.
So, I mean, I would quote you 7 to 14 days, realistically. You know, I want to under-promise and over-deliver. I mean, if I can get you up there sooner, I know you'll be happy with that. But that's kind of why
the reason I was looking at that is because this is December, you know, and this is a rough month.
Mm-hmm.
But so realistically, we're talking we should be pretty solid by the first of the year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, this is ideal timing. Yeah. I mean, you think if it's the 9th, 21 days from now, it's the 30th. You know, you go into the New Year's weekend, you come out of that, and everything's already up and running, good to go. So you're all set for 2023.
Okay. All right, and that's $150 a month. Y'all send me a little reminder through email or whatever, or we get it set up to where it's just a direct withdrawal.
It's set up to automatically process each month on the 9th day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't give you my debit card. I'd give you my banking account.
No. Your debit or credit is fine. We don't take people's bank accounts.
Okay. Well, that's just going to be one of those things that I'd have to remember to renew every time my damn debit card gets changed. Because that happens a lot.
We have a lady, Tina. She's in what's called failed payment recovery. So she'll contact you. She's really nice. I've worked with her for 10 years. And if the payment fails, she'll end up giving you a call and letting you know what happened. We're not just going to have you lose the listing and go give it to somebody else because you switched your credit card. We'll give you a call and make sure that we get
that.
Yeah,
I've lost it a couple times. I've had people, dadgum, somehow or another get my digits, and next thing you know, I've got weird crap going on my debit card. I don't know what it is. I'm having to shut it down and getting new
cards. I've done that myself. One time I took the family to Hawaii, and I logged into their Wi-Fi at this hotel. And then it was like all of a sudden I started getting all these emails of like, oh, verify this transaction. And it was like in India and stuff. And I was like, what the heck? Yeah. So I had to go to the bank, cancel my card while I was on vacation.
but
I just sent it to a different account. I have a couple of different banks that I work with. So I sent it to a lot of the money that I was planning on spending or budgeted for the vacation into a different account and spent it that way, But it was just frustrating.
Wow. Yeah, it was frustrating and a pain in the butt, I guarantee you. I know.
Yeah, I have babies with me, too. My oldest was like 2.5 at the time, and my youngest was only like 6 months. It was kind of like a little gift to mom for pushing the second one out. It was like a push present.
I'm going to ask you one more question and see what your take is on this.
Okay.
Like I said, they just took that $289 or whatever it was out of my account.
Right.
How do you think I need to go about getting my money back from them?
Ooh, okay. So the calls are recorded.
Yeah.
And they don't want me doing this, but I'm just going to do it, okay? I'm going to send you – I want you to look at it rather than me just kind of verbalize it over the recording. I'm going to send you a text. I'm going to send you a text.
Okay.
And then it's just a link. You can click on it.
Okay.
1 second. Yeah, they don't want us just tearing down another business to gain your business. If that makes sense. Especially a company that's paying Google.
Yeah, but I'm asking. Yeah.
Yeah, but I get you. You know, person to person. I know how that is. And you know, I've worked with guys where I've helped them get a lot of money back, and this is basically the route that we took. I had one guy where they sent him to collections for like $4,500. He canceled his card, and they kept sending him leads, and then they sent it to his collections, and then we filled out Yeah, we filled out this form, and they expunged it all. So he ended up being fine. But that link, if you click on it, it's the FTC. The FTC is considering shutting them down. This has been an ongoing investigation since 2014. They've shut them down once before. They were called Service Magic. So they're
why can't y'all call me last week so I didn't have to deal with that?
Well, the Google listings, the Google listings are based on availability. We can't put you up there unless there's a spot open in your industry and in your area. But they shut them down in 2012, and then they came back in 2014, and the Federal Trade Commission didn't take their eye off of them. And then this year they released this article, and there's a little blue tab at the top where you can report fraud. Basically, like you're a victim of what they're doing there. And you know, there's tens of thousands of them in there, so don't feel guilty about it. It's a lot. Yeah, it's all across the U.S. Yeah. And every home improvement industry. So they've gotten a lot of our contractors, coast to coast. Yeah, but you fill okay. that out, and then you touch base with them and request the refund, and let them if they start back talking you about getting your money back, then that's when you let them know that you're already moving forward with that, and that usually sends them running for the hills.
Okay.
They don't want to get any more legal trouble than they're already facing. So.
Right. And that was something you brought that to my attention just then when you were talking about that in my area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, originally on the original Google that I had,
because
mm-hmm. we'd gone through and we'd built a website through GoDaddy and all that stuff, paid to be on, you know, first page, and we were there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we had it set up at a 60-mile radius.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, we could go a little bit more. We can go a little bit bigger than that because we have gone
not,
further.
Not at this rate. At this pricing structure okay. I have you on, is a 50-mile cap.
Okay. Well, that's where I am.
Yeah, that doesn't mean there's not room for a conversation in the future about growing, but I think it's a good idea to start like this and evaluate it month by month, and then if you want to grow it,
we can
do that together.
Okay. That works for me. Okay.
Did you get the text messages with my direct number and extension?
Let me see.
Yeah, I think it's just under that last link that I sent you.
Yes.
Yeah, one's an email address for you to send in the photos and logo, and then the last one.
Photo and logo. Okay.
Yeah, and then the other one's my direct number, so if you want to save that, you can always call me directly. I'll basically walk you through everything.
Okay. And that last one you sent is the... Okay,
is the
that's
link.
That other deal.
Yeah, that'll help you with that.
Gotcha.
All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one number listed for Remington Sons overhead door and fence. Did you want to use mm-hmm. this line that we're on right now?
No, this one's my personal.
Okay.
The one that I've got set up for my business, the number is 870.
Okay.
784-4905.
Okay. So it's all the same except for the last four is 4805.
Yeah.
Okay.
49-490.
Oh, 4905. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me update this. Okay. And I'm going to save your personal line just in case I need to get a hold of you or in regards to your account, but I won't have that advertised or displayed anywhere. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
We'll just do 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Okay.
We occasionally work weekends, but I don't let people know that.
All right.
That's just if we're on a big job and we're trying to get it finished up so we can move on the next week.
You want me to put emergency services available on the weekends? That way you could charge them extra. No.
No. That would be all on me because my guys won't get up and do it. So yeah, no.
Okay.
I'm too old for that crap.
I hear you. All right. So I'll just go 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday I'll be closed. All right. Then your last name is just like the business name? R-E-H-M?
Green. R-E-H-M. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. And then do you have a business email address?
Oh, good God, yeah. My wife set it up. It's super long. It's the name of the business, Ream and Sons.
Okay, all spelled out. Okay.
Overheaddoor@gmail.com. All spelled out.
Okay. @gmail.com. Okay. Ream and Sons, overheaddoor@gmail.com. Oh, yeah, it is long. At least you didn't have to worry about that one being available.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, I'm sure that was there. That's a long one. Okay. All right. And then we do have a client interview. I could get you in this afternoon if you're available between 5 and 6. I could have them circle back with you here in a couple hours.
No, I'm going to be out of pocket this evening.
Okay.
Now, if we can maybe set it up for Monday, that'd be good, because I'll be back in Monday.
Okay. What time do you think is best for you on Monday?
Say about 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Okay. Ooh. Yeah, actually, I
whatever
can't.
Time. I mean,
no, I can
if,
do that.
If you can't do 9, you tell me what time, because I'm going to have my guys loaded up, and they're going to be going out.
Yeah, I mean, so 10 to 11 would be a little better, maybe like an hour.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to that Gmail, and then I'm going to set it up to also text you about 1 hour before, just as like a reminder.
Okay. That'll work.
Okay.
That'll work, because I'm going to tell you now, my memory is not worth a damn.
Okay, well, you better remember me.
All right.
No. Funny. I hear you. I feel like that's actually a blessing, though, you know.
I don't know. Sometimes it's okay. Not good for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, if something's stressing you out, I mean, you wake up the next morning with a clean slate, you know. It's like that that Adam Sandler movie, was that 50 First Dates? She forgets every time.
Oh, good God. Yeah.
It's a blessing in disguise. You just wake up every
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Oblivious. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so I sent that to you. It'll text you about 9 o'clock, and then it'll be at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. And then I'm going to have them contact you on your personal line. Like I said, that won't be displayed anywhere, but that's just for us to conduct business.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, perfect. So I got the business profile set up and the client interview verified. The last thing we got to do is secure your first month's payment. So in terms of securing the $149, how did you want to do that?
I guess my debit card.
Debit card. Okay, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
MasterCard,
okay. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It's both.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the business street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right.
676 Gordon Chapel Road.
All right, perfect. And that's 71832, correct?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready whenever you are. If you want to read it 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay, I'm going off memory here. I'm not even going to pull it out of my pocket. Let's see what happens.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you do need a new one.
Yeah.
All right.
5322.
5322.
6700.
6700.
0004.
0004.
5179.
5179. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1125.
1125, and the little 3-digit code on the back.
170.
170. All right. We'll see if this works here in just a second. I do have to get a security question from you. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Jeremy?
Rehm, R-E-H-M.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's too easy, by golly.
Yeah. I was expecting something completely different. You know that guy.
Man, I was one of them hit and run situations, brother.
I hear you. Blessing in
so
disguise.
I took on Grandpa's last name. Yep. I carried on Grandpa's last name, so that's good enough for me, by golly.
You know what's funny is I have older brothers, a half brother. He's 5 years older than me, and the same thing. And then my mom used to joke around with him because she says, "Oh, you know, it's better that you don't know, because then you would realize that you're half an a-hole."
Golly. Golly.
You're half a-hole. I was like, oh, man, that's good. So I used to joke around with him all the time, you know, even when we were tiny. She used to say that, hey, you don't know, but then you just realize you're half a-hole.
Yeah. That's funny. Okay, so I'm going to have to ask you, where are you from?
I'm originally from Southern California, believe it or not.
I figured you was out west.
Yeah. It's gone to hell over there, though. There's not too many good old boys.
No. They can just jackhammer California off and push it out in the water, and we'd be all right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They got so many of these guys. It's like Dem City around here. It's ridiculous. Yeah, none of them got any backbone, but I was born out here, so I grew up with all kinds of different stuff, and it's just, as long as you ignore them and don't dig into too much personal stuff, if they don't step on me, I don't step on them kind of thing, and it's usually
there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta, stay out of their way, because they are crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to do, too, with our company being a Google partner, because it's like, man, everybody, when you go there, you get all different kind of stuff, you know. Yeah, I was out on my lunch. I saw some rainbow-haired dude, and I was like, okay. Younger me would have yelled some stuff out at him, but I'm like, okay, this is work, you know. So,
right, yeah.
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 No, it's different. And I just, I don't know. I don't know how God would feel about it. I feel like it's not my job to condemn or convert.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. He's the big man in charge of that.
Yeah, I'm like, we'll all deal with it when we deal with it. So I just kind of let them do their thing. Unless they come over on talking to me or something, you know, then you got another whole nother problem.
Mm. Yep.
I'm not a small guy. I'm very soft-spoken. I'm a nice person. People say I'm pretty quiet, but I think I'm kind of intimidating. I'm like 6'2", 225. Yeah, I work out like 5 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
I got a big old beard. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they're just like, I don't know about that guy. And I'm like, actually.
You might think I might be from California, but I'm one of the good old boys.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my grandfather is the one who raised me, and he just passed away in 2018. Huh. Yeah, but he was a chauffeur for President Eisenhower. He was his driver.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Secret Service. And then when he got out of the service, he was a biker in Hell's Angels.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay.
He was real BA, and then he was born again at about 55, you know? So,
yeah.
And then he spent his last 30 years just praising the Lord and begging for forgiveness for the things he did when he was younger.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing God does. He forgives.
Yeah. Yeah, he was that. So that's what I was raised by, though. So I grew up going down the street. My grandpa didn't care, though. Even though he was a Christian guy, he would see these rainbow flags and just start screaming. It was the only time I ever hear him cuss. You flipping F.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But I think he was just real stern and wanted his grandkids and everybody to know exactly how he felt about that. And that wasn't going to fly.
Absolutely. That's absolutely.
Yeah, he's definitely set the standard. But yeah, nowadays they're trying to take it and put it in the schools, and I'm going, oh, no.
You know? Oh, I know.
Yeah, I got these two little ones going to start up here. My oldest going to be in elementary in a year and a half. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still got a ways to go, son. I got a 22-year-old.
Oh, wow. What's that like?
I got an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At 22, is it like, they just kind of leave you alone for the most part, or is he still bugging?
Oh, yeah, for the most part, he went off and did his own thing, so he's a prison guard.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, it's gotta be nice, but it's also kinda gotta be tough. I hope my boys still, you know, they don't just run off and not talk to me when they get older. I did that with my dad for a while, and then once my boys were born and I realized how much that would break my heart, you know, it was like once I had my kids, it made me closer to my dad. So I started talking to him all the time.
That's why I carry my grandpa's last name. I didn't have a dad. So,
yeah, I hear you.
You know, it's a little bit different.
I told him, you know, I used to push him away a lot because he was stubborn. He was a Marine, and he would just, when he would whoop on me, I didn't see he was teaching me a lesson. I just thought it was always unnecessary. So I kind of developed this hate for him because he was kind of a little more abusive than I think is necessary.
I get it. No, it's not a big deal. I mean, he calls every now and then when he needs some advice on something or whatever, but for the most part, he lives his life and we live ours, and he comes in on holidays when he don't have to work. So,
he hadn't
forgotten about us. It's just, you know, you just do your thing and I'll tell you you're a dumbass when I need to.
Yeah, exactly. he just goes into your best friend, you know, it's half you. That's nice. Like looking at a younger version of yourself. My oldest is he's a doppelganger. He's exactly like me. Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's like he got nothing from his mom. His mom's 5 foot and he's huge. He's already like more than half her size at 3. So it's like she's not really trying to pick him up too much anymore. The doctors say he's 94th percentile. So I go, dang, he might end up being bigger than his dad, you know, and his mom's tiny.
Yeah, he might be.
Yeah, they ain't going to believe it later. Oh, that's your mom, that little bitty thing? Yeah, she's pushing out all 8.5 pounds of him.
Big old boy.
Well, he wasn't born so huge, but he just started growing real. Yeah, I was worried about it. I thought he was going to have a problem with obesity because he was just such a fat little guy when he first came out, and then now he's just skinny and tall and lanky.
Yeah.
He just kind of stretched out real fast. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's my favorite. The second one's crazy. The little one beat the crap out of the bigger one. Yeah, he's a little tornado.
Yeah, that tends to happen.
Yeah, I say he got a little bit more of his mom in him than me. Mom's small and feisty, and dad's big and nice, like gentle giant, mean little person.
Right.
That's kind of what happened. My oldest big and really kind, and then the little guy is just a little tornado.
My middle son, you know, my oldest boy was getting real mouthy with my wife, and I just sat down to eat, and this was back when my oldest boy, he was probably 17, so that made my middle son 13.
Right about that age, that was the prime year.
I went to get up out of my chair to address the situation, and the youngest boy busted through the dadgum house and picked him up over his head and body slammed him on the concrete floor, and then threw his leg over him and stood over him and pointed at him and said, "Don't you talk to my mama like that again."
Yep.
And from that point forward, even to this day, that boy does not screw around with my middle son because he knows he's going to get his butt whooped if he messes around too much.
Yeah. See, that's how it was for me growing up. My older brother, he's 5 years older than me, and we didn't have the same dad. But my biological dad was around. But our grandpa had a lot of say. He was more his dad, and he overseen me and my brother a lot. My dad would just kind of work, drink, come home, you know. But my dad would whoop my butt. He wouldn't whoop his butt because it wasn't his son. You know, my mom would kind of step in and defend my older brother and then let me have it because she couldn't stop my dad from doing whatever he wanted to do with me. So I remember I just ended up developing and getting a lot stronger and tougher than him once I hit my teen years. But he always picked on me from when I was a baby. So I remember one time he was 21 and I was 16. And I caught him in a hallway and he bumped me and gave me that look like, what? Like, what are you going to do? And I kicked the crap out of him. That was the only time we ever got in a fist fight. He was 21 and I was 16. Yeah, I gave him a black eye and everything. He wasn't going out with his friends for like 2 weeks.
And
we never fought again.
Right. Babe, is he at the field house? Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I gotta go get my son.
Okay. Well, we're all squared away. You got a client interview on Monday between 10 and 11, and then you have my number as well. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just feel free to reach out. You should have all the receipts and everything in your email as well as an outline of the agreement in writing, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. That sounds good, bud. And I'm gonna try to get a hold of them and and see how I'm going to get my money back out of them.
I gave you the route. Like I said, if you need help, though, you can always text or call back in, and then I can, you know, drop some side notes for you off to the side there.
Okay.
All right. Well, God bless. Have a great weekend if I don't hear from you, and then I'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
Sounds good, bud. Thank you much.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.